On August 8, 2020, Martin Luther King streets turned into altars in the nationwide prayer event called Pray on MLK. Citizens of all 50 states attended the event, and now it has grown into a movement. Hear the rest of the story after the short message from our sponsors.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
Pray on MLK, which included 10 nations, transformed public streets and memorials into altars of repentance and worship for 2 hours beginning at 6:01 p.m., the time a shot was fired at Martin Luther King Jr. in 1963. Rather than a one-time gathering, leaders of Pray on MLK are launching a movement. Jonathan Tremaine Thomas, founder of a civil rights organization called Civil Righteousness, says, "In my mind, this was not an event. It was part of a movement, a grassroots effort to begin to stir a grassroots movement in the body of Christ like we've not seen since the days of Dr. King." He said the goal is to get people to engage at a heart level where biblical hope found in Jesus is the foundation. Thomas ponders the questions, how do we begin to stir up activism? How do we move in the spirit of prayer, but also righteously pursue the dream of the God of justice? And he responds, with righteousness, moral excellence, the standards of heaven, not forsaking loving our neighbor, speaking up and advocating for those who have been voiceless and have no voice. Thomas goes on to say, we want to create tables of negotiation where we're leading the charge in our cities and regions to see public policy change, if that's what needs to be negotiated. Their model is Martin Luther King's Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Thomas says he feels Civil Righteousness and Pray on MLK are a blueprint to the SCLC they can potentially build. For more stories like this one, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.